Penny! Penny! Penny!
I'm ready!
Book smash!
But Arbiter friend?
Am I not the captain of this ship?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Shadow Clone Jutsu!
Mr. Messenger.
And the Billboard Music Award goes to...
Pikachu!
BTS!
Winter is coming.
Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Bye-bye!
Hello, 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 and welcome to Let's Talk Fandoms, a podcast where we talk about all things fandom. And today, I've got someone who I find to be one of the most dedicated, hardworking, and most excitable people I've ever had the pleasure of interacting with. Today, we're talking with Brooke Erickson.
Hey, everyone. I'm Brooke.
I'm so happy to have you here because I think you are one of the, like, peppiest and, like, happiest person or people that I know, aside from my own energy level.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot. A lot of people are like, how are you happy all the time? And I'm just like, I don't know.
That's just me.
Because I can get over stuff real easily. I mean, I'm sure you saw when we worked together, like, I will be real frazzled, and then, like, as soon as that gets solved, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
And be, like, super excited and ready to go again. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just part of my personality. I guess I just don't like to be upset.
So let's get a little bit into your history, I guess, with fandoms. Actually, let's get into the history of, like, how you and I met.
So, I think we had biology together, and I believe we were in a group together.
Oh. Like, the...
Yeah.
The lecture?
That, yeah, like, Bio 109 with Dr. Studency. And I think we had one of those, like, one of those, like, little in-class group projects, like, nothing serious where we had to meet outside, something like that. That's the first time I remember actually, like, seeing you or talking to you.
Okay. Huh.
But, yeah, I didn't remember, like, any interactions outside of that before Lead at Lane.
So, let's talk a little bit about your history with fandoms. I guess, like, what was your first fandom you feel you got heavily or, like, minorly, like, involved in that you would consider?
Harry Potter. I feel like that's, like, a lot of people's things, but, like, I don't know. I just remember, like, I don't even realize, like, what it was, I guess, when I, like, became a fan of Harry Potter. I didn't really know, like, fandoms were a thing, like, recent they are. I don't know when that term came about, but,
right.
Yeah, so Harry Potter is definitely still number one in my heart, to be honest.
Yeah.
My mom all the time asks me, because I'll just, if I don't see something on Netflix, I'll hop in a Harry Potter DVD and start watching it. My mom one time asked me to come over for dinner, because she only lives like 5 minutes away. Like, come over for dinner, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can't, I'm watching Harry Potter. And she was like, don't you ever get tired of that? And I was like,
absolutely
like,
not.
Don't you have a movie that, like, you absolutely love, and no matter how many times you see it, it does still love it? She's like, yeah, like, Pretty Woman. And then I was like, okay, that's how I feel about,
there you go,
Harry Potter.
Yes. Love that ABC Family puts it on.
Yeah, vibes when you, like, first meet me. Yes! Oh my gosh, yes.
Makes me so happy. I just remember as a kid, like, planning out, like, my winter breaks and summer breaks and, like, even, like, Thanksgiving around when they were going to be playing the movies.
They always play them on, like, 21 Days of Christmas or whatever.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I used to do that too. I never actually got to watch TV because my brother would fit if anyone changed his cartoons. So, like, the only time I was ever really able to watch stuff is whenever my mom just didn't want to argue with people. Mostly my brother. So, like, you watch this, Brooke, go upstairs into your room and, like, play with your Barbies or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I was playing with at the time. Really watch a lot of TV growing up.
That's, wow, Because I remember in my family, we had a TV in like the den area. And I think I just kind of like watched whatever my brother was watching at the time. But then he got a TV in his room. So then I had the whole den to myself, which was wonderful.
Yeah, we were in a room until we were 13. Yeah, oh, wow. It was a big deal. So, and at an early age that like my brother got to do whatever he wanted and I had to suffer. But it was okay because I grew up in a nice neighborhood with some nice, like a good like yard and a pool. So like I just played outside all the time. Nice. And my brother just stayed inside and watched TV. But I'm still that way now. Like I really don't do stuff inside unless it's like frigid outside as much as possible.
Or, you know, like recording a podcast.
That too.
So in your own words, how would you define or even describe the term fandom?
Oh, wow.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
So I would define a fandom as like a couple people who basically like love the same thing. Or like Harry Potter, I don't know. It's just like that. Everyone loves Harry Potter. I haven't met like one person that doesn't like Harry Potter. And I think it's really awesome. I don't know. I don't really know how I would describe it. I guess that's how I would describe it.
If you really enjoy Harry Potter, I recommend you check out the podcast called Potterless. I don't know if you've heard of it yet, but it's about this guy who has never seen, never read any of the books or movies, knows kind of like the basics if like no one read them or saw them. And each episode he like reads a few chapters of the books and you get to kind of like go on the journey with him and like explore kind of the world of Hogwarts with him. And it's hilarious and it's so funny. And he ends up becoming a true lover of kind of the Harry Potter fandom, which is really fun to watch or hear. Recommend that.
Honestly, I am going to add that to my list of 500 pods because that sounds like a blast to me.
So like, funny.
I
don't know,
at first, I was like, that is despicable. And then you were actually reading it, and I was like, oh, okay. I might be able to deal with that. I thought you were going to be like, he basically shit talks Harry Potter the whole time, and I was like, Zita.
Oh, no. Do not condone that. No. All right, so let's get a little bit more into the fandom of boy bands, which is what we're here for.
Should be what everyone's here for.
So when did you first get introduced into the world of boy bands? And like, what was your introduction to it?
Introduction to boy bands was like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, obviously. So my sister is 6 years older than me, and, you know, during the 90s, 2000s, I didn't really get to choose what I did. So, like, I just did whatever my siblings wanted to do. Shared a bedroom. And all she ever wanted to do was listen to the Backstreet Boys because she was a Backstreet Boys girl through and through. I loved O-Town. And, like, so I obviously love O-Town. We actually went to see them in concert a couple years ago. But that's about it. That's my introduction. I was probably like, you know, 6 or 7 years old listening to the Backstreet Boys talk about how sexual and stuff.
That is wonderful. I love that so much. So you brought up the Backstreet Boys. I'd love to know, are Backstreet Boys kind of your head boy band, or is it that you love them more than you love NSYNC, or... I guess, what's your ranking of boy bands?
I like the Backstreet Boys more than I like NSYNC, but I think it's because I was forced to. But, I mean, the Jonas Brothers are my number one.
Understandable.
Yeah, I've loved the Jonas Brothers since, like, 2006, and, you know, I've never looked back.
Yeah, I think my first introduction with the Jonas Brothers was their song Year 3000, and I remember seeing that music video and dying and just thinking it was the coolest thing, and it was just like, who are these guys and how can I meet them? And then, you know, it's like, you're never meeting them, calm down, it's not happening.
The member from the Jonas Brothers is Please Be Mine. And honestly, it's still one of my favorites.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, like every time I hear Please Be Mine, I break out all the vocals. Like I would yell that song at the top of my lungs. Weird. Actually, I don't care that it's weird. If I didn't live in an apartment building, I would do it. I don't want to disturb other people.
Oh, hey, I live in an apartment building, and for the last month, I've been blasting boy band music on my kitchen, like, speaker. I'm almost certain the people around me are like, this bitch needs to get out. This is not okay. How would you define a boy band, or what makes a boy band to you?
So, to me, a boy band is just, like, that play music, but also not necessarily play music. They can just use their vocals.
Okay.
But I don't know. Oh, I was thinking about it because you asked me this previously. And yes. I was like, do you consider bands like All Time Low, who have all men, do you consider them a boy band? And you, I think, said yes, if I remember correctly.
I did.
But I don't think I would consider. So I think that, I think a boy band is more so like, All Time Low is like versatile, whereas like, you know, Backstreet Boys, the Jonas Brothers, One Direction, they have a fandom of like mostly girls. Yes. So like that's what I would think a boy band is. Teenagers as well, like younger adolescents.
I completely agree. So I know that I had recommended a podcast called I Love Boy Bands with Tara. And after listening to her and kind of her conversations that she had with her friends, I really thought more about like, what would society define a boy band, and kind of like, how does that kind of contribute to how I think about boy bands? And I think completely, I don't want to say completely differently, but I definitely think differently from when we first talked about it. Because I definitely think something that,
right.
that Tara mentioned was, like, she defines a boy band in the aspect that, like, with, like, so the example she gave was, like, Maroon 5, you know Adam Levine. You don't know the rest of his bandmates. Whereas, like, One yeah. Direction, you know everyone of the main, like, the boy band, like, people, members. So I think that is
right.
so, I don't want to say that it's so important, but I feel like it is with a boy band. Like, you become in love with the boys of the band. So I completely agree with you in the idea that, like,
exactly.
not every band that has all men is a boy band.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I would consider the Beatles to be a boy band. Because everyone knows who all four of the Beatles are. Everyone that, I don't want to say everyone, but a majority of their fans were these like prepubescent teenage girls that were like going insane at their concerts. Their fan base is very much how like modern boy bands are now, which I found really interesting, where
yeah.
girls would spend hours outside of the pub to like get a glimpse of them. It's like, oh, huh, yikes.
Yeah, that too. Cause I was like, I don't know if I'd consider them that, but then like once I actually like thought about it.
Yes.
I was like, I guess for their time they weren't playing like boy bandy like pop music, but they were playing like pop music for that time. And
right.
they still, like you said, had the fan base of this time have.
Right. And like, even if you listen to their music, because I am such a Beatles fan, obsessed with them, in love, so pissed that I was not around when they were fully together, the four of them. but if you listen to their music, a lot of it is, you know, I still love you, I want to be with you, like, let me give you all my love. It's very reminiscent of kind of like what's going on now in boy bands, which I find pretty funny in my own thoughts.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now that like it kind of put it in perspective for me to think about it, like not as today's boy bands, but like as yesterday's boy bands.
Yeah.
And it depends, because I personally don't think All Time Low is a boy band, but I guess they kind of are.
So then, because I'm on the same train with that, where like, they could be a boy band, but maybe they're not, and maybe they are. And so like, when I was growing up, I was listening to the Click Five hard.
Yes, I forgot about them.
Hardcore. And growing up, I classified them as a boy band, but I remember I didn't know any of their names. I just knew that they were the Click Five.
Right. So to me, I know all of the members of All Time Low, but they're not like, so, okay, here's another way to distinguish boy bands, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if these are still a thing, but me growing up, like, are they on the cover of J14, Teen Vogue, like, what else, 17 Magazine, are they giving you, like, posters of them, are they, like, that's my thing is, like, I know it's okay. A different time now, so they don't have,
they're not doing, like, the full page where it's just a poster of their face.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know if those magazines are still a thing anymore. But back in my day, that was a thing. Like, you were, yeah. I mean, obviously there were smaller boy bands, but you knew who boy bands were because they were like heartthrobs. And when I think of All Time Low, I think of like real cool guys. I don't think of heartthrobs.
Yeah. 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 I remember a big magazine that I would always ask my mom to get when we were in the grocery store was Tiger Beat.
Yes, Tiger Beat magazine.
Oh my God. And very much as a middle schooler, I had my walls just lined with posters of people I liked, people I thought were really cool, people I thought were very attractive, people I liked their music, and All Time Low and All American Rejects were those type of bands.
That's funny. Yeah, I never remember seeing All Time Low in one of those magazines. It's crazy, though.
Maybe they weren't in the magazine, but I do remember having a very large poster of All Time Low, and it could have been from their CD.
True.
So I was reading an article on this website called The History of Boy Bands, which it's a freaking hilarious website. I don't think it's meant to be funny, but when I was looking at it, it was pretty amusing and wonderful. And they have all these different tabs for, like, what is a boy band? How should a boy band be? Like, what should they look like? And it really gave me a lot of ideas of, like how many members are too many or too few of members for a boy band? And, like, how should they look? And how should they dress? And is there a specific genre that they should stick in? And like, what happens like with the Backstreet Boys when they make a comeback? Should they keep that genre of fans that are young, or is it the fans that are now grown up in their 20s, 30s that are now adults? Like, are they still considered a boy band to them? And kind of like, how does that work?
So, seeing the last part of that question, I went to a Backstreet Boys concert last year.
Yes.
And I can guarantee you that everyone there in their 20s or older, like, there might have been moms that dragged their kids to the concert with them, but there were no younger fans. I don't really remember the Jonas Brothers concert I went to last year about, what fans were there. I'm going to say most of them are about my age. The youngest was probably, 15, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, music still playing on the radio, or like they were making top 40 and stuff like that. So yeah. I feel like it's like kind of bringing them back. Whereas like Backstreet Boys new music, I didn't know they even released new music until I looked them up.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had no idea. Whereas like the Jonas Brothers coming back was like such a huge thing.
Absolutely major. When I remember when the Jonas Brothers, when it was revealed that they were getting back together, I was still in Minnesota, and my friend sent me every screenshot of everything. Of like, hey, they're coming back, they're doing a tour, like we have to go, and I don't care if you don't go, I'm getting you a ticket. And I was like, oh, well, we already know I'm going, so that's fine. And then when we got the ticket, like my friend was on it. She was intense to the point where like she was waiting on the website for at least a half an hour for them to go live. And then when they did go live, her poor computer crashed because of all of the people going onto the site. Yeah, it was, it's like there was, I think it was all of us, all four of us were like trying.
And, no.
Like, yeah. And so like I was at work on my phone trying. Everyone else was like on their computers at work trying. And then like everything crashed. And then my friend had her boyfriend get us tickets because he was like in Fargo. So like just in the middle of nowhere. And so he ended up getting us tickets. And on top of that, like our tickets came with CDs, and it was just like, this is the best. This is all I want for my life. I'm good.
So that story actually makes me think of when I was in high school, the Jonas Brothers tour. I want to say it was in like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the first year that I saw them. I went to three concerts before they broke up.
Oh, wow.
And this was the middle one. So
Okay.
I can't remember if it was 2008, 2010, but I think that's what it was. So this one was the 2009 one then. And I was with my youth group in my church, and we were going to National Zoo in Washington. And everyone remembers back in 2009, we did not have smartphones. Like noon or whenever the tickets were released, we couldn't just like buy them on our phones.
Yep.
And I was getting so angry, I had to call the ticket office. We were trying to go to the show at Hershey Park, and we were calling the ticket office and calling the ticket office, couldn't get through. And we ended up not being able to get tickets for that show.
Oh,
and
no.
I flipped out on my mom's fault that they sold out because I couldn't be sitting at a computer. She made me go to this youth group trip, and I didn't want to be at the youth group trip. And I was so mad at my mom, and I feel terrible now. I'm like, Mom, I was such a bitch to you when I was younger. I'm so sorry. And it was so cool because my best friend in high school, we still talk today, but she was my very best friend. We did absolutely everything together in high school. Her uncle knew someone who had a radio station in Denver, Colorado, and he got us tickets to see the Jonas Brothers in Denver, so we went all the way to Denver to see.
Holy crap.
Oh, it's a great story. I love telling it.
That is amazing.
Right? I mean, they weren't great seats, but, like, we got to see the Jonas Brothers in Denver,
yeah.
Colorado. Like, how many people can say that they traveled the freaking continent to go see the Jonas Brothers? Like, wow.
I'm assuming you guys flew there, right?
No, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
So we didn't have yet, because I think we were like 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I have family in Colorado.
Okay.
So we drove out, like it was me, her sisters, mom, her grandma. It might have just been those, and like me and her, obviously. And they like rented a 12-passenger van, and we drove all the way to Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I had my aunt, she came and picked me up, and I stayed a couple days with her. And then I stayed a couple days with family, and then that's when we went to the concert. So like I did like make a whole trip out of it. It wasn't just like we flew together.
Okay. And flew back home.
And flew back. It was like, to see some family that I didn't get to see that often. Right, yeah. So it was really fun. It was a great experience, and I love it because I sound like a lunatic when I'm like, yeah, I just went to Denver to see the Jonas Brothers.
I had a friend who from Maryland when I was in boarding school, who flew to South Korea to go to a K-pop concert, and I think it was Stray Kids or I don't even know. But it was a band that she was super excited about to see. And just the fact that she flew from Maryland to South Korea to see like this very big K-pop band that she was super into, I remember thinking she was insane. And her family was insane for doing that.
Yeah.
What? Like, Emma, granted at the time, being like, you know, a junior in high school, I was like, hey, it's going to be fine. They'll tour here someday. She was like, no, but I know where they are now, so I'm going. Whatever. Do it. Have fun. oh, God. But then this leads to the same friend.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to a fan of a boy band.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't want to sound rude, but I feel like sometimes fans of boy bands, I personally feel that boy band fans are some crazy fans at times. They can get so intense.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I'm kind of a crazy, well, I definitely, like, have cooled down, but I was definitely crazy when I was in high school, but there were still people that were, like, crazy. Whoa, I thought I was a 100, but compared to you, I look like a 70. Like, wow. Just wow.
And it's crazy. I know you and I swapped a little bit of horror stories where I had a friend, the same friend who went to Korea. She ended up, like, when she was waiting in line just to go into the venue, there was a girl behind her that was Asian that she assumed, like, was from Korea. Ended up, like, punching her in the face because the girl didn't like that, like, an American was in front of her, or, like, didn't like that an American was, like, in Korea seeing a Korean band. It was crazy. I just have never.
Yeah, that's kind of insane.
And then I know you have the...
Longing to. It was probably, like, a punk concert. Yeah. It was probably, like, a punk concert where, like, you know, there's definitely, like, happening behind me, but I was, like, in the front row, and this girl came up behind me, and she was definitely, like, really short, because the other day, like, I'm 5'2", so, like, I'm not that tall. And so this girl came up behind me, and she couldn't see, and she was pissed. And I was like, listen, lady, I waited in line all day for this spot.
Right.
Like, I'm not moving. And then I, like, turned around, and she punched me in the back of the head and fight with her.
Jesus.
And then my friend that was with me at the concert, she was like, you don't want to get kicked out. Don't do anything. And I was like, fine, whatever.
That's insane.
And I just, like, stood there and didn't do anything. Yeah, she was just pissed because she couldn't see. And I'm like, well, shorty, you should have been there first. You know, so for example, like I said, I'm 5'2". Like, I know when I go to a concert that, like, people are going to be taller than me. So I know that, like, I'm going to have to, like, fight to be able to see in, like, a general admission concert. I fight. So I totally get that. So, like, you being 4'11", you should know that that's going to happen to you. Like, why would you expect anything then?
I think that's hilarious. All I remember.
It is funny now that it's over.
I have to assume that being punched in the head is not the funniest moment of your life at the time. I vividly remember the very first concert I ever went to was at the time with my best friend Megan. We were in New Mexico, and I was like 15. I must have been 15. And it was a very, very small venue. It held maybe, oh God, maybe 250 people, if.
Oh, wow.
Like, maybe not even. It was hot. It was disgusting. But it was my very first concert. And we went with her older brother and then her older brother's hot friend that I thought was, like, gorgeous beyond belief. Which, now thinking about it, I'm just like, oh God, no. But I remember, so the band was Yellow Card. And I loved Yellow Card at the time. Yes. Freaking love them.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like halfway through the set, and I was getting really hot and overwhelmed and really anxious. And so the older brother and the brother's friend decided to, like, lift me up. And then somehow I ended up crowd surfing. And then in the middle of this tiny crowd in a tiny venue, I got dropped. I don't know who decided to just, like, let go.
No.
but I was dropped and I fell straight on my back. Oh God. And I remember just like laying there, like looking up at all these people staring at me. And I was like, no, it's cool. Don't help me up. I'll get up on my own. Thanks.
I'm like terrified of crowd surfing because I really want to try it. And like every time I go to a concert and I see these girls like crowd surfing, I'm like, I think about how many times I've seen someone get dropped.
Yes.
I went to like a small show in like in March, and where I literally ran up behind this girl and I was like, her head. And I just ran and like grabbed her head because they weren't paying attention to that, to the fine man, and they were just like passing them over. And I was like, oh my God, no. Like, it's one thing to get dropped, but this girl was literally about to get dropped on her head, and she had no, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, like this cannot happen.
Yeah. It's scary and like it's fun in the moment until you fall, and then it just the whole night is ruined.
Right.
Like you're in pain, you want to die, you just want to get out of there. And I remember I got up and walked to the back and was like, I just need some air, I need to breathe, I need to make sure nothing's broken. God.
Right. Like, what the heck, man? Like, if I'm passing someone over me, I'm definitely checking behind me to make sure that there's like someone there to catch them.
Yes. I mean, I even do that when, like, when the band throws out those, like, little beach balls, I, like, you know, pop it off and then try to see where it's going. I couldn't imagine just allowing someone to just fall. Ugh.
And then just staring at them, like, what the hell?
All right. So what do you think makes a specific boy band great? Or keeps them lasting and relevant for a good while?
Oh, that's a good question, Tazita. So I guess, in my opinion, I think like their connection to what keeps them alive and like keeps them still relevant and stuff. So like, for example, the Backstreet Boys, they were away for years and years, whereas like the Jonas Brothers were away for like, what, 5 years, something like that?
Right.
The Jonas Brothers were still kind of fresh in everyone's mind, whereas, like, the Backstreet Boys, they were, like, at least 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's just, like, the connection that they had with their fans. And, like, I remember watching videos of just, like, you know, signing autographs and doing meet and greets and things like that, where they were just so, like, willing to meet their fans and things like that, where it's, like, if you're like crappy and you don't like, you want to take a picture and get it over with or something like that, if there's something that makes you seem like you're too good for your fans aren't going to stick around. With that, like, bands have no way of continuing. Like, if people aren't buying their music, if people aren't keeping them relevant.
Yeah. I love that you brought up meet and greets, because I think especially when we were younger, like when we were in middle school and high school, there really wasn't, like, there weren't bands or, like, people in the public eye that were, like, on Twitter. Instagram wasn't a thing. Like, you could maybe join a Facebook group about that band or that group, but, like, the only way to really have communication with that band that you really like was to go to a meet and greet or, like, to wait outside and, like, you know, maybe touch them or like shake their hand when they're leaving the venue. Like, it's such a limited form of communication that I feel like now, I mean, bands are able to instantly connect with their fans on Facebook, doing live streams on Instagram, that it's so instantaneous that I feel like there was, personally, I feel like there was like a more genuine fan base when we were growing up, because you really like cherished the ability to really see them live and connect with them and, you know, running to get their newest CD, or like you mentioned, like you couldn't go on your phone to buy the ticket. You had to like call, you had to be there in person. You had to do something a little bit more.
Yeah, it was a lot. I don't want to say it was harder to be a fan, but you definitely had to put in like more work. There were so many concerts, they didn't actually have meet and greets. Like, that wasn't a thing. You didn't pay for an extra ticket to meet someone. Like, you had to wait in line for hours, and then you might get a glimpse of them. Or, like, I remember waiting in line for the Jonas Brothers the first time I saw them at Hershey Park, them walking backstage after their sound check, and everyone went crazy.
Yes.
Everyone was freaking out because they're like,
oh my God.
Oh my God, the Jonas Brothers. Like, we weren't even meeting them. We just saw them and we were freaking out. And I remember like going to Bamboozle and like they didn't sell meet and greets for you to meet the band. Yeah. You just like casually ran into them after their set. And like, that's what I remember meet and greets being.
Yes.
I'm a huge Ariana Grande fan. And I stopped my strap like $700 to see her in concert because I wanted her meet and greet. And then I was like, this is stupid. Like, why am I paying to meet so dumb?
Yeah.
I don't understand it personally, but whatever.
Are there any boy bands that you think that, like, how do I ask this? I guess it's like their real life impacting the band in a sense. So like, for example, I know that Nick Jonas was a big reason why their band, why the Jonas Brothers split up. And then I know that Zayn Malik is a big reason why One Direction broke up. I know that I think they did an album without him, and it was like really weird.
Yeah, they did.
I know.
So
that
I'm going to say something that may be controversial. Okay.
Oh, let's hear it.
The best thing that ever happened to One Direction is that they broke up.
Oh.
Because their music individually is so much better than One Direction as a whole. It's like,
ooh,
I love it. I like never really listened to One Direction. Wasn't really a fan of them. Like, I didn't hate them, but I just like wasn't a big. I will go out of my way to listen to Harry Styles or Niall Horan. I'm not if that's even how you say his name. Like,
I don't know.
I would go out of my way to listen to them. I would just like hear them on the radio or like hear their music in a store or something. Yeah, but their music is so much better separated than together.
Interesting. I too am not a big One Direction fan, but I do not listen to any of them solo at all. I think I know, I really like Pillow Talk. My enemy, my ally. Prisoners. Then we're free. It's a thin line. I'm seeing the pain. Love that song.
Yes, so good.
Amazing. I don't think I know anything from Harry Styles. There's Slow Hands by Niall. Yeah, okay. Baby, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my bed and laundry. No chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Freaking phenomenal. But then I don't know if, there's two others, right? There's Harry, Zayn, Niall, Liam. Who's the other guy?
LOL.
Oh God. Oh no. Oh no, I feel really bad. Because there's five of them, right? Yeah. There's Harry, Liam, Zayn, Niall.
I thought there was five of them.
Who's the other one?
Louis.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking Louis, but the only Louis I thought about was from American Idol. One of the judges who's like much older now. I'm like, no way is he in a boy band.
Yeah, so like my thing is, I'm not a wonder. I'm glad of my way to listen to their music.
Yeah.
But like the music I have, and even now that they're separated, I still don't go really out of my way to listen to their music. Whereas like, okay, for example, the Jonas Brothers. I freaking love the Jonas Brothers. I never not love the Jonas Brothers. When their new album dropped, was listen to that album every day for like weeks. But when it comes to One Direction, I hear like I'm from like Harry Styles, and I'm like, yes, Watermelon Sugar High, I got this. And like, I love that song. But like, I still wouldn't consider a fan of Harry Styles because I only like one of his songs, if that makes sense.
No, I completely understand. I feel the same. So I think with the Jonas Brothers, I am not a fan of their like faux solo careers. I am not a fan of DMC? I think.
DNCE. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoops. DNCE. Not a fan.
It's like dance without the A.
Oh, that's terrible. Sorry. But like, I don't find the allure of their music. And then Nick Jonas, I felt like he could have done so much more with his solo music and like his career in that. I love that Kevin was like, I'm doing the whole family thing. I'm not doing anything else. And that made me so happy.
Joe Jonas is my favorite Jonas brother. And I'm still really upset that we are not married. But it's fine. Moving on. But I was not a fan of his solo career either. And I don't like DNCE. The same thing with like One Direction. Like I like some of their music, but like I wouldn't consider myself a fan of a couple of their songs.
Right.
When he did his like solo album and he went on tour with Britney Spears, I still was not like a fan. Like I know, like I said, I know a couple of his songs, but like I was not a fan of his solo career with that either. And Nick Jonas though? Nick Jonas and the Administration? No. Nick Jonas. 5,000% yes. Like, I love Nick Jonas' solo music. I love it. Like, there's nothing about solo music that turns me off. I just love it. It's so different than the Jonas Brothers music. Even their new music, it's so different. And I love that. I love that he was able to, like, and I'm happy for Joe Jonas and, like, DNCE and for him being happy in DNCE.
Right.
But, like, their music. And Kevin Jenner's, yes, love him. 10 out of 10. Love the fact that he just was like, yeah, I did, and it was fun while it lasted. Bye, Danielle, and I have a baby, and like, we're happy now.
Right.
And I have two kids. And oh my gosh, with like pictures and videos and stuff of their kids at the concert. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. They have their little like headphone thingies loud and they're just like dancing and stuff. And they're like, wow, my dad is a superstar. I had no idea.
So cute. Oh my God. So,
oh my gosh. It breaks my heart, but like in a good way.
Yes. 100%. When I saw the Jonas Brothers live the first time, which was still the only time, when they did their whole comeback last year in August, I flew back to Minnesota to like be with my girlfriends and see them live. It was Nick Jonas's birthday, and Priyanka came.
Oh, shut up.
Yes. We all sang him happy birthday, and then she, like, came out, and she, like, gave him a rose, and it was, it was just the cutest thing, and I was, like, super happy for him.
By the way, his birthday is September 16th.
Oh, so then it wasn't in August. That actually makes sense that it was in September. But it was just
today's September 16th. Don't ask me why I know that. Like, right.
You're a fangirl. Of course you know it.
But off the top of my head.
So are there any, I know we touched on this a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about solo artists that used to be in boy bands and just like, where are they now? Are they still doing music? Kind of like what's happening with them during this time? And the first one that I thought of was Paul McCartney from the Beatles, because he is, I mean, when the Beatles officially broke up after, I mean, granted Ringo Starr left the band and then came back, and then George Harrison left the band and then came back. And then John Lennon left the band, and that was it.
Yeah, so honestly, listen, don't judge me, okay? I don't really know much about the Beatles. I don't really know much of their music. I don't really know, like, their solo. I don't even know all of their names, to be honest.
Oh, no!
So, yeah, when it comes to them, like, I'm really sorry I ever really got into it.
No, that's perfectly fine. I grew up listening to the Beatles and the Strokes and the Eagles, just because I've grown up with a family that is 30, 40 years older than me when I first came around.
Right.
So like, yeah, I was listening to a lot of music from like the 60s, 70s, very early 80s, as well as like, I was the kid watching like the Dick Van Dyke Show and thinking that was like super relevant. And like going to elementary school.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So like I would watch I Love Lucy and think it was the coolest thing and try to like talk to kids my age about it, and it was not happening.
Oh my gosh.
It was there was just no one talking.
I mean, I love I'm like I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah, like,
yes.
Faces, but like yeah, no. Yeah, they're
So we touched a little bit on Nick Jonas and Zayn Malik. Let's talk a little bit about Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I think this is about Justin Timberlake as I do the members of One Direction.
Really?
I don't know, because like NSYNC wasn't really around that much, and I was so young when they like broke up.
Okay, I get
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why. I definitely think Justin Timberlake's like not his new music. I don't know. I just love some of his like solo songs more than I like NSYNC songs.
I get that. I totally get that. I definitely think because NSYNC was a little bit after the Backstreet Boys. So I first knew about NSYNC a little bit before I knew about the Backstreet Boys, because I think I was just like around that age time frame.
Right.
And I remember hearing and seeing the trajectory of Justin Timberlake and like just thinking it was so cool that someone who used to be in a boy band was then on television and then in movies was also like putting out his own music. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And honestly, personally, I think he is one of the strongest and one of the most successful in my mind solo artists that came from a boy band. Like, he's doing it right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I completely agree with you. Choice. Yeah. I mean, it sucks that NSYNC is no longer together, but I think he made the right choice, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in between the 90s and, like, mid-2000s, where, like, boy bands weren't really a thing anymore. He felt that turn, or, like, maybe his managers felt that turn.
Right.
Of, like, people not really listening to boy bands, like, took that opportunity to grow and change and build his own career instead of like relying on the right choice. And I think a lot of his music is better than NSYNC's music, and I don't care if someone hates me.
That's how I feel, so get over it.
It's my opinion.
So about a week before Brooke and I decided to set a date for this recording, I had been sending her and telling her like, hey, watch this, listen to this, do all these things, because we only have a week. Me fully just not understanding that like I've been researching for a month and now I'm giving Brooke a million bajillion things. But a thing that I do recommend you guys watching, it's free on YouTube and it's called The Boy Band Con. And you learn, at least for me, I learned a lot about kind of the background behind boy bands. And it specifically looks at the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And it's the Louis Pearlman story and just kind of what happened with that and why it happened and how it happened and who was affected by it. And you do get some cameos from Ashley from O-Town, and you do get some cameos from Aaron Carter, as well as just some other people. But I do highly recommend.
Oh my gosh, that Aaron Carter, don't even get me started.
So let's talk about Michael Jackson and his departure from the Jackson 5.
Oh.
Just a legend.
Well deserved. Honestly, like, I have no words. Like, Michael Jackson was being, like, suppressed by the Jackson 5. Like, I'm sorry. He had... I'm just, like... in awe of him at all times. Like, there will be days where, like, I'll just listen to Michael Jackson, not, I just love him so much.
Yeah, no, I highly agree. I was recently, I don't know why, I was binge watching Glee, and because, you know, some of those times you're like, oh, I just want to, like, remember what's up. And the amount of Michael Jackson music that they have in there is not enough. Like, I feel like they need more. And it made me so sad. I think they've done, like, maybe two.
So many bangers.
Yeah. Like, so many good. Such good music. And I just wish that it was...
Yes.
Just expressed and shown in so much more stuff. It's just, it's so sad. I mean, absolutely amazing. Such
controversy with him, like,
yeah.
It just, yeah, I feel like that kind of, like, ruined his career, controversy. And honestly, like, I don't know what to believe. All I know is that, like, Michael Jackson is, like, an amazing artist.
Yeah, I do think that there is, I mean, I don't even think, I know that there is just a major correlation between child stars and just their life going downhill. And it's so sad. So do you remember Omarion?
I love Omarion. Yes, I know.
So he was originally in the boy band B2K.
Yes.
Yes. I did not know that when I was researching. And I found this. I was, oh, sir.
I also did not know that. And personally, think of a single, I've heard of B2K. I'm sure I know their music.
Yes.
But, like, off the top of my head,
nothing.
I cannot think of a single B2K thing in an Omarion song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I got you with Omarion.
I know the name. I know his music. You talk about the band. No idea. Nothing.
Right. Exactly. That's how I feel about, you also have Nicholas that you sent me. Like, I know 98 Degrees, but I can't name a 98 Degrees song. But I know who Nick Lachey is. Had a solo career. I knew he was, like, doing all those TV shows and stuff, but I didn't know he had, like, a solo album or whatever.
Right. No, I completely understand. I feel the same. Okay, and then Ricky Martin first started off in Menudo.
I did not know that he was in a...
So I definitely knew about Menudo before I knew specifically about Ricky Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
My brain doesn't work that way.
And I remember really liking their music, but now, as I've gotten older, I just cannot remember, do not know anything, but I love Ricky Martin. So Lionel Richie was first in the Commodores.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I feel people hear that, like, a lot of people hear this, I'm going to get so much hate, but, like, I know the name Lionel Richie.
Brooke!
And I know the name of Commodores, but, like, name a single song of theirs. It doesn't mean I don't know the song. It just means, like, I can't, off the top of my head, like, I cannot tell you or, like, what they sing. I just can't do it.
Love Lionel Richie. So great. I can't remember what season it was, season 809 of American Idol, when he's there with Katy Perry and, what's his name? The cowboy guy. What's his name?
Maybe.
I think it was. Yes. Their chemistry, the three of them.
LOL, the cowboy guy.
You got it. You understood.
Sorry, it's just so funny.
But their connection with each other, oh, it's just hilarious. I freaking loved it. Absolutely wonderful. They're so great together. So I added Paul Simon onto this list, even though he's not from a boy band. He's from, like, a duo of Simon and Garfunkel. The only reason why I put them on here is because I knew you weren't going to know them.
Oh, love that for me. Thanks.
I love, hands down love, Simon and Garfunkel. Listen to them on repeat for at least 3 years of my life. growing up as a child. Like, ugh, freaking amazing. And then I was obsessed with Paul Simon. Ugh, so good. And then the last one I put was Ozzy Osbourne was first in Black Sabbath.
I cannot. With him, I just... First of all, he's psycho.
He's a little eccentric.
I know Black Sabbath is in one of their songs.
Yep.
I'm sure I think my dad listened to them.
Black Sabbath is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's Don Henley from the Eagles, but my aunt said I should put that in there. Yeah. I love the Eagles. They're so good.
I know, you've mentioned it multiple times.
I know. I know. Because I never get to talk about them. So sad. Oh, there was something
talk
that I did want to...
whenever you want to see them.
Do you think the band Kiss, would you consider them to be a boy band?
No, they're rough. I wouldn't consider them a boy band.
You wouldn't?
No, they're a rock band. I feel like they have a good mix of like an audience. Like, I feel like it's not really the same target audience as boy bands.
I get that. I completely agree. I wouldn't consider Kiss to be a boy band, just because I personally think boy band is more of like the poppy type of music and girl swooning type of music. I couldn't really see girl swooning to I Was Made for Loving You.
Right, like, I don't know, I just, like, when I think of boy bands, Kiss is not one of them. It's not something that comes to my mind.
I completely get that, and I completely agree. I wouldn't consider them to be a boy band. So now I want to talk a little bit about society and media and their portrayals of boy bands. So I guess the first thing would be, how do you feel the media has portrayed boy bands, either in a positive, negative way, or do you feel that boy bands are relevant and something that's still talked about and or covered kind of in everyday, I don't even want to say everyday, but just kind of in the world right now?
Really good question. I feel like boy bands are kind of held to a higher standard, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Because they have such a young time, I feel like boy bands are talked about and they are held to a higher standard because they are influencing a younger, for example, the Jonas Brothers. I know one thing my parents loved about me loving the Jonas Brothers was the fact that they wore earrings. I grew up in the church, and my parents, you know, me being like a young girl, obviously, like, they didn't want me having sex with anyone.
Right.
So they, they support purity rings. Like, they're like good boys and like stuff like that. And so, like, I remember when off and like all the media was talking about it and stuff like that, I do feel like they're held to a higher standard because of the off. Just like, you know, Miley Cyrus, when Miley Cyrus was like transitioning to being on Disney.
Oh, yes.
On like her younger audience with like her coming and doing the like Bangers album or whatever.
Such a good album.
Everyone threw a fit at such a young audience. So, yeah. So, I mean, like, I get why they're like kind of held to a high, let's say, Maroon 5. Since we mentioned them earlier, I get kind of why they're held to a higher standard for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, imagine the amount of like pressure a person in that situation might feel.
Yeah. I love that you brought that, that you personally think that boy bands are held to a higher standard, because in my own research and just like remembering when One Direction, when Zayn left, I remember it became such a hot button topic to even discuss with fangirls, that people would start like fighting with you and like harassing you and sending you death threats if you said it was a good idea that he left, or if you didn't care if he left. And people would go insane about defending the idea that, like, no, the boy band can never die. It has to be forever. They die in the boy band.
Right. And, like, that's why I keep prefacing it. Don't come for me, because, like, I disagree with you when I say that, like, their music is so much better when they're solo. I'm like, please go on social media and, like, kill me. Like, I don't want that to happen. But, like, seriously, they, like, everyone just, like, expects them to, they have a lot of expectations being in a boy band.
Yeah, I think kind of even on the flip side of that, you mentioned that the Jonas Brothers showing off, like, the purity rings. I think, I remember when I learned about that, and growing up, I, like, religion was very wishy-washy in my house. Like, I never knew, like, oh, what is happening? Like, what do we believe in? And I had family that were in New York that were Jewish. My mom was a Christian, and then she converted to Judaism. And then I had other family members that, like, weren't religious. And when I talked with my mom about, like, hey, like, what does it mean to have a purity ring? I remember she became very, I don't know if she was upset, but she had very strong feelings of a boy band. And what I would imagine is a boy band putting a specific religion on their band, if that makes sense. And she felt very strongly about that. And I remember thinking that was very interesting that, like, my mom, who's, like, in her 40s and 50s, is upset with a boy band for almost, like, preaching and teaching abstinence. And I remember just being very confused about that.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, I can understand why some parents would feel that way, because you don't want somebody's religion to be forced on your child. Like, I totally get that. But looking back on it, like, that was their thing. And so, like, they're allowed to do that. If you don't want your kids, like, you don't, like, let them listen to them. But
exactly.
Yeah. Like, I kind of, like, understand where your mom's coming from. Like, I mean, just because we don't know Justin Timberlake's religion doesn't mean that he's not religious.
Exactly. Exactly. How has your relationship or liking of boy bands changed since your first introduction two boy bands compared to now?
Wow. I feel like I'm kind of, like, out of the loop with, like, newer boy bands.
Interesting.
I don't really listen to pop music that much anymore. Mm-hmm. I typically listen to, like, punk, like, pop punk music, alternative music.
Okay.
Or I just, like, listen to old pop music.
Yeah.
So I'm not in tune with, like, One Direction, for example. I never became a One Direction fan because, like, I just didn't really listen to that kind of music anymore. I know one that's, like, really popular right now is BTS, I think, is what it is. And, like, I couldn't song by them. Like, I just, it's not my genre of music anymore. And that's fine. Like, I still love the Jonas Brothers. I still love the O-Town. Still love NSYNC. And I'll still listen to their old music. But, like, I was kind of disappointed with the Jonas Brothers' new album, to be honest. Like, it wasn't my favorite.
Oh, how come?
Yeah. Their sound changed, for one. I feel like they used to be a little more, like, rocky, and now they're, like, they're kind of, like, reggae. Not, like, super reggae, but, like, some of their music has, like, a reggae feel. Like, seriously, if you listen
to it. I get that. I totally get that. I remember their music. I think you're right, because I remember their music being very, like, oh, feelings, and, like, Burning Up, Hold On, even, like, Love Bug.
Yeah.
It was very, like, emotional and very grabbing your attention, whereas these songs for their new album, I definitely agree, they seem a lot more chill, relaxed, like, let's hang out and have a party, and definitely different.
Honestly, my favorite song from the Jonas Brothers, like, my favorite newer song from Jonas Brothers, it does not sound like any of the other songs on that new album. And I know it was released after their new album. Like, I like that sound better than the album sound.
I completely get that.
Fun fact, Ryan Tedder, who is lead singer of what's that really annoying band? The one that's like, it's too late to apologize.
Oh, fudge.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Okay, hold on. I need to. Okay, sung by Timberland.
Oh, One Republic.
Yes. Thank you. That was the thing.
Yeah, One Republic is who I'm thinking of. So Ryan Tedder helped new album. And it sounds very One Republic-y. And that's what I don't like about it, because I don't like One Republic. So, like, that's the vibe I get from their new album. And, like I said, like, obviously it's going to have some of his sound in it. And I just, like, it's not that I hate the album.
Right.
I do like it, but, like, I pick and choose which songs I listen to it. Whereas, like, before I could listen to the whole album and just listen all the way through and then restart it and listen.
Yeah.
But yeah. What a man gotta do. Best new Jonas Brothers song.
So loud.
I'm sorry.
No.
Obviously, like, I felt a certain way about it.
No. That's perfectly fine. And that's good. I want your opinions. I want to hear what's going on. I've got a lot of opinions, so I love to hear other people's. So, did you ever listen to or do you know of Hanson?
Yes.
Love Hanson.
I almost saw them in concert once, but like as adults, and I was so surprised that somebody I know went, and I was so surprised to hear that they actually sang Mmm-bop as like adults, and I'm like, how does that work? Because they were so young, their voices do not sound the same at all. So, like,
yeah,
I want to know how it sounds. I mean, I guess I could YouTube that or something.
It sounds so, like, the original version is so good and so fun and is definitely on my Running to the Beach album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great, actually. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Do you know, it's a song that always makes me laugh really hard. It's from the band LFO.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I know
Summer
exactly
Girls.
What you're talking about. Yep. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. You don't even have to say it.
That song.
Go ahead.
Summer. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer.
So I watched that documentary that you suggested.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, like right after our conversation, I watched it. And I was like, first of all, that was really good. It was really good. I had no idea, like, half of the stuff that was in there. I did not know that, like, O-Town was on Making the Band. I didn't know that that was a thing. And, like, all this crazy stuff. And then, like, just I didn't realize that NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were on the same label.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea. I thought the reason they were pinned together was because they were on separate labels. I didn't realize they were on the same label at all. What else? There was like so many things that I was just shocked about. I had no idea.
I remember being really shocked that NSYNC got their big break because Backstreet Boys couldn't do a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they got so big. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I had no idea that all this stuff like coincided. I didn't know it was like they were in cahoots. I had no idea. And it's so funny because AJ McLean is on that, and he's just like, he's so chill. And he was my sister's favorite. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, he's kind of attractive.
But as a kid,
I loved Nick Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Carter was my boy.
Did you ever think, because I remember there was a time when I thought that Jesse McCartney was trying to be the new Nick Carter and like new Definitely. Aaron Carter, because
Maybe not Nick, but definitely Aaron. Like, I thought he was, like, trying to take over Aaron. Yep.
Yes, because I remember all of a sudden I saw a music video, and he had this bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, well, I think he had, like, the tips.
Yeah. Okay, that could have been it.
But close enough, yeah, close enough.
And I remember being stunned and just being like, am I watching an Aaron Carter video? What's happening here?
But did you know he was in a boy band?
What?
Yeah, Jesse McCartney was in a boy band that, like, failed. Yeah, it's called Dream Street.
Oh, I have Dream Street on the list, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Jesse McCartney was on Dream Street, so he was, like, in a boy band, and it just didn't work out.
Holy crap. I mind blown.
Right.
No idea.
Maybe if Jesse McCartney didn't join the boy band, because I just Googled it and it says from 2000 to 2002.
Oh.
So maybe if he didn't join the boy band first, him and Aaron Carter's music would have come out like the same time and it would have been bigger, like, feud wise.
Oh, dang.
If you think about it, because when I moved into my house that I lived in for, like, the majority of my life, it was 2001, and that's when I remember listening to Aaron Carter a lot. So I'm thinking, you know, he really fumbled the bag on that one. But now, you know, Jesse McCartney is, like, more popular, better music,
yeah,
stuff like that than Aaron Carter. So maybe he didn't fumble the bag like I thought he did.
I do remember being young and seeing Jesse McCartney playing a character on a TV show called Summerland. I don't know if you ever watched it. It was
nope.
In my eyes, it was like a young, almost watered down, like, TV drama almost.
Yeah.
It was so good. And it was about this family that lived, like, on the beach. And if I remember correctly, it's been a few years, but Jesse's character, like, his parents, like, left, like, up and left him. And so then he, like, started living with this family that lives on the beach, and, like, he was in a few of the episodes, but I remember just being like, that's Jesse McCartney. Why are you here?
What the heck? Why have I never heard of this?
It's a good, like, I personally, growing up, I thought it was a really good show, and I think it got canceled in 2005? I think that's what
it
is.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Yeah.
It's from 2004 to 2005.
Yeah.
The two seasons.
Yeah. But it was such a good show. Ugh.
That's so weird. I feel like I've heard of it, but I've never seen it before.
I recommend it. It's a trashy.
If I can figure out how to watch it. I love trashy TV.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
If I'm not watching true crime, like, I'm watching trashy TV.
Love it. So before we head off, I'd love to hear some boy band recommendations that you could give out. Specific boy bands as well as, like, specific songs from that boy band that you would recommend.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. I heard, let me go to my Spotify because that'll help me a little bit.
Sure.
I heard this song by a band called We, and they're very boy bandish.
I'm sorry, they're called We?
Let me see if this is the song. I'm sorry. The song What Am I by Why Don't We.
I met her on a Monday evening. She was standing outside of the parking lot, and I said, hey ma, where you been looking for a woman like you for all my life? And she said,
I know that song.
I like that song. Yes. I don't know, punk band you should listen to because it's a really small band out of Chicago. It's a band called Sleep On It. Let me pick a song. I have to look at their songs to determine which one I want you guys to listen to. Because I love them. They were the last concert that I saw before Corona. So Fire were my favorite song by them.
Losing hope, sailing alone across your night sky. I'm trying to show you fireworks, so.
But it might be a little too, like, rappy for some people. So, Under the Minutely more poppy, if you're, like, into that vibe. But they're definitely, like, a smaller band. And I saw them, and it was one of those really small venues, like you mentioned earlier, that only had, like, 250 people.
Yeah.
It was so small. It was great. And I awesome guys. And I just feel like they're underappreciated, and they need more fans.
Oh. So I always recommend to people, yeah, if they want like a boy band feel, they're not, this band is not a, I wouldn't define them as a boy band, but they're called Parachute, and they're so good.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah. Freaking love them. Absolute. Oh God. Would do anything. Freaking love them. And my favorite song. My favorite song from them is She Is Love, which is the saddest and sweetest song. So if you want like a happier song, I would highly recommend.
You have to play that so I know what it is.
Oh, She Is Love?
And I lost my faith in my darkest days. She makes me want to believe. They call her love, 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 love. They call her love, 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 love.
Oh, I definitely know this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Red.
And she is,
it's, it's so good. It's so sad.
I do love it.
For an upbeat song, I recommend Young.
Ooh, baby, seems we're only getting older lately. Ooh, and I think I'm scared, baby, after all this growing up. I'm only good at being young.
So good. so fucking good. Check it out. Freaking love them. They're amazing. Go listen to them. Their newest album is out. It's been out since 2019. Check it out. Go ahead.
Yes. If you are into All Time Low, you consider All Time Low to be a boy band, which I don't know. I'm so on the fence because they are kind of, but like when they started, they weren't. So like I'm on the fence. My favorite freaking song of theirs, I think, is off their new album, and it's called Clumsy.
I flew too close to the sun, fell back to earth like a stone.
Might be my
fun
of All Time Low.
Freaking love All Time Low. Oh my god. They're so good. Oh god. I'm trying to.
Honestly.
Trying to think where. I think Dear Maria, Count Me In is just so classic.
I got your picture. I'm coming with you. Dear Maria, count me in. There's a story at the bottom of this bottle, and I'm the pen.
So good. And then my favorite song right now is Weightless. Oh, check it out. I mean, just okay. A masterpiece.
I think I've like overplayed those songs for myself, honestly.
Do you remember?
Like, I just listened to them so much. Clumsy, chef's kiss.
Clumsy's really good. Do you remember the Click Five?
Yes, of course, just a girl.
She can't keep a secret for more than an hour. She runs on 100 proof attitude power. more she ignores me, the more I adore her. What can I do? I'd do anything for her.
The song Jenny kills me. Freaking kills me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so good. So good.
She needs her own space. She's playing mind games. Ends up in my place, saying that she's changed. Jenny, what's the problem? I'm trying to read between the lines.
So good. Check out all of these bands. Tell us what you think. We always want to hear from you. So what are some fandoms or even just some, how do I say it? Just different like shows, movies, things that you would recommend to people?
Oh my goodness. So many. So I am like, definitely a part of the cult following of Mind Reader. If you love true crime, watch Mind Reader. It's so good. I think there's only two seasons and it's on Netflix. 90 Day Fiancé. Almost any trash TV, honestly, but whatever. I just love it because it's so mindless. Like, I can walk away from the TV or, like, I could be doing dishes or something like that, not really paying attention, but I still know what's going on. And I love that about it. What other shows do I watch? Well, Sister, Sister, but that's just because it's back on. Not back on. It wasn't on there
before. It was never on, yeah. But now it's on Netflix.
But it's on Netflix. Let me go to my Netflix app and let me see what I watch because I don't even know.
Honestly, rewatching Sister, Sister has been such a highlight of my life right now.
Oh my gosh. I watch like at least one episode before I go to bed every night. And it just makes me so happy. I don't know why it makes me that as happy as it does, but it does. Huge Criminal Minds fan.
Yes.
Need to watch that. I don't know why, but I just heard like Betty Boop's like doopy doop boop thing that she did when I did that. Dexter is really great. Schitt's Creek is really great. I already mentioned this to you previously, but I'm a huge Big Brother fan. I have not watched every season, but I used to watch it with my mom when I was little, and then I skipped a few seasons, and then I started watching it again in college because I was like, I need something to do when I'm in my dorm, and so I started watching Big Brother again, and I don't regret it.
Where can you find Big Brother? Because I've been trying to watch it, and I don't know where to find it.
So.
Oh, no.
What makes me so mad, because I don't have cable. You have to pay for another freaking subscription service.
Oh.
It's on CBS All Access. And honestly, to keep it real, I only buy it when Big Brother is on. I cancel it every year after it's over. It's only like $5.99 a month, and Big Brother's only on for like 2 or 3 months, so it's like not that much, but like it's also super annoying to pay for it just for that reason.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Disney nerd, so I guess that's another fandom I'm a part of, because I freaking love Disney. I everything Disney. I like Disney, Pixar, whatever. I know this is very controversial, but I think Disney can do no wrong. I mean, there are some movies that I don't like, but like, I don't know, just in general, I just love Disney. That's my, I love going to the parks. I love the movies. I feel the reason, main reason I love Disney so much, I think, is because when I watch a Disney movie, I feel like I feel every emotion.
Mm-hmm.
every emotion just in like 2 hours. Yeah. And I think it's so crazy that those movies can make you feel that way about a freaking cartoon character. That's crazy to me because it's not real. Like, I don't know if you've seen Onward yet or not.
I but have.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. And you're just like, I just love it so much. Coco is my favorite, though. I guess yeah. I'm like, I'm a Coco stan, okay? What other fandoms am I a part of? Oh, if you like YouTube, follow or subscribe to Bailey Sarian. She does Murder, Mystery, and Makeup Mondays. And I have been following her for so long. And every Monday, including today, she posts the video where she does her makeup while talking about a true crime case or something like that. They're usually about 30 minutes long, but some of them are longer. So she'll just, she doesn't talk about the makeup or anything like that. So you don't have to be someone who loves makeup to watch the videos. But if you can appreciate the talent of someone doing makeup, if you're like, you're not looking for a tutorial or something like that, you can definitely watch the video. And she'll talk about, like, today was the Son of Sam. So she'll talk about the Son of Sam while she's doing her makeup. And then at the end, she has like gorgeous makeup on. And you're like, how do you do that? Because I don't know, but I love your storytelling. It's great. And she's just so funny. And I don't know, I love it. I also mentioned before Sierra Schulze on YouTube, huge fan of hers. I guess that's also something I would consider a fandom because she has millions of followers. So that's kind of a big deal. well, when it comes to podcasts, I don't really listen to podcasts other than true crime podcasts as well.
Right, right. Which is true. And Brooke and I recently discovered that we are both very big fans of what I personally think is an amazing podcast company called, why can't I think of their name now? Oh, the Parcast Network.
Parcast, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of true crimes, they are amazing. And I highly recommend listening to them. I personally listen to them every time I'm in my car because I spend a lot of time in my car. Amazing. Absolutely incredible. They're a great way to pass the time. Highly recommend.
I have, I was just listening to Very Presidential with Ashley Flowers. And
yes.
Ashley Flowers is a crime junkie. And so, like, I was addicted to Crime Junkie. I mean, I still am, but I was listening to Crime Junkie, and then I just kind of knew because I was like getting bored of binging them. And then I heard a commercial for Very Presidential, and then like now too, I feel like everything Parcast puts out is like great,
absolutely amazing. I highly agree. And
yeah, today a great one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. One that I. Or a few that I really love listening to, because I love that they have such a variety of podcasts, which I find amazing. And so I really have been loving, right now I've been listening to Natural Disasters, which is phenomenal, and then Mythology and Tales. And those are always my go-to ones when, like Brooke said, when I get a little bit tired of binging the criminal stuff. I think it's a little fun to kind of listen to some of the other stuff yeah. that's going on. But yeah, totally recommend go and check out Parcast Network. You can find them on Spotify or probably any other podcasting streaming site. They are amazing. So, so good. Check them out.
What else? I don't know. I love dogs. So anything that if you like know of any pages and you want to recommend some like Twitter or Instagram of dog pictures. It's not just like cute little puppies all the time. Like I want to see like dogs running into doors and like fetching 12 freaking balls at a time or something like that. Like send me like the weird dog videos because I love those. Or even cats, honestly. I like cat videos too.
Do you follow Doug the Pug on
I don't.
On Instagram. Yes, he is so cute. You might have seen him a few years back. He his owner used to dress him up and some of his friends up, and they would do like parodies of like movies and shows as like their little like dogs in the costumes. And
so I was waiting for you to tell me he was ugly.
No, he's not ugly. He's very wrinkly.
I love ugly dogs.
Oh.
Like ugly pets. Love them. See, okay. Speaking of Coco and dogs, Dante. There's no reason that he is that ugly and that cute at the same time. And when I move and I can get another dog, my goal is to adopt a Dante. Oh, like, I want to go to the shelter and pick out, like, the ugliest dog there and just be like, come here.
All right. Well, Brooke, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. I have loved having you here. I love talking boy bands with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I think this is a great opportunity and I really appreciate it. Not that I'm like, you know, shameless plugging anything, but like, I don't know. I think it's really cool to have this opportunity to like talk to you because you never know what might happen. Maybe you'll become famous and then, you know, by association, people will know who I am.
People will know Brooke Erickson makes these incredible videos and was on a podcast.
Who knew?
Like we've said throughout this podcast, definitely go to Brooke Erickson's YouTube videos, YouTube channel, subscribe to her. She makes fun content. I personally love watching it, and I always wait to see when the next video is coming out.
If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, my handle is at Lorita, LORITTA, Brooke, BROOKE. And I post way more on there than I do on my YouTube channel. And I also am on Twitter all the time, and that's at Shut Up Brooke. And I post nonsense on there. And I do retweet a lot of dog videos. So if that's something you're into, follow me.
Definitely head over to Brooke and let her know that you've heard her on the podcast. Talk boy bands with her. Talk fandoms with her. Tell her to watch more trash TV.
Absolutely. I would love to talk about any of these things with people because sometimes I feel like I have no one to talk to about it because my closest friends aren't usually into the same things that I am.
Thank you all so much for listening to my very first podcast. Let's Talk Fandoms is produced by Tazita Gant, created by Tazita Gant, edited by Tazita Gant, hosted by Tazita Gant. Cover art done by Psych A Relic on Instagram. Intro music done by Riri Retro, also on Instagram. You can find all of their links in the description of this podcast on each episode. Remember to keep talking fandoms with us, along with everyone else you know. You can find Let's Talk Fandoms Podcast on Instagram and Fandoms Podcast on Twitter. We would love to hear your feedback by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts and any other place you are able.